there. Welcome to the Transit Lounge podcast. This podcast is all about helping women to grow a service-based side business to be a viable future full-time business for the next chapter of their work lives. And I am your host, Chandra. And this episode is tip number 5 in this limited series, as I'm calling it, of 9 tips celebrating 9 years since I started my business called The Transit Lounge. And tip number 5 is all about helping you embrace the power of the pivot and knowing when to do it and how to do it. Now, normally I am a bit of a positive Pollyanna, if you like, but this tip has made it into the top 9 because of some pretty depressing statistics. Because according to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, 60% of businesses in Australia will fail within their first 3 years, and 20% of businesses will fail in their first year. And there are many reasons for this high failure rate, and one of them is a failure to respond to market feedback. And really, that's at the heart, that's at the core of what pivoting is all about. To give you some context, when I first started as a coach, I initially was focusing on what I called then personal brand. But back then, which was like 2008, no one knew what it meant. You know, people thought I was a stylist or something like that. I was obviously very ahead of my time. But at that point, I knew that I needed to pivot to something, and I got convinced to pivot to business coaching. But when I tried to do that, I just felt like a total fake because I had only just started in my business. So I didn't feel ready to be coaching others on their business. And I just didn't feel like I'd had enough experience myself. And looking back, there are probably ways that I could have positioned myself or made it work, but I just wasn't ready for it back then. So I pivoted to work with women who were at career crossroads. And that still had links to personal brand, which is, you know, about what you value and what you aspire to achieve and create and all that kind of thing. But I kept pivoting, as I shared in the previous episode, which was about niching. So if you haven't listened to that episode yet, you can go back and have a listen to it. But pivoting is not just about tweaking and changing your niche. And we're also not talking about pivoting being the pivot away from your career to having a business. What we are talking about is once you start your business, you will need to pivot multiple times. It is inevitable. So when we talk about pivoting, what we mean from a definition point of view, it's described as a pivot is a point on which something rests and turns. So in the context of growing a side business, it's a moment when you reflect and decide to change direction in some way. And that could be a decision to change direction as quite a big shift, or it could just be a very slight adjustment. So I want to talk to you about how you'll know whether or not it's time for you to potentially make a pivot, because this can be something that comes up and it's a real handbrake when people are starting their business or in the early days of a business, and especially as a side business where you don't have as much time to work on your business. This can be something that can really handbrake your progress. So I want to give you some examples of things to look out for so that you can see if it might be time for you to consider a pivot. One is around your offers, and if your offers that you're trying to go to market with are just not landing. And it could be that your offer and your program was too complex, or it was too expensive, or it was too cheap. It could be that you're looking at the way that you're going to be delivering your offers, that you know, whether it's group work versus one-on-one. You know, we've had lots of examples, you know, through the pandemic of businesses that used to do everything face-to-face and had to move online. But if there's any element of what you're going to market with as not landing, as not being seen as relevant or as valuable or just not understood, then that could be a sign that it's time for you to tweak or pivot a little. A second thing that you can have a look at to see if it might be time to pivot is your audience. And this is the element of refining or changing depending on the results that you've been getting so far. So for example, one of my clients that I've been working with privately and who's a member of my group program, she started out in her business working with both men and women that were approaching retirement. But as she went through, you know, various rounds of offering her services and programs and courses, etc., she has refined and realized that her real ideal clients are actually women. Another example is Lisa, who has had her side business for 10 years now, and she has been tweaking and refining and testing. And one of the pivots that she made a little while ago was that she realized that her best clients, her best customers, were women over 50. And she had tested at different times targeting a younger audience and just found that that didn't convert as well for her. So she, you know, just tweaked and pivoted slightly to really be positioning and targeting those, the older women as an audience. Siobhan knows now that in her business, she's a project manager for residential renovations in the inner west of Sydney. She knows through experience of working with a range of different types of clients, she tweaked and pivoted and tested along the way, and now knows that her ideal client is a woman, or as she describes them, a woman-led couple where the woman is the main decision maker. She just knows that they're the clients that she works best with and gets the great results for. It could be that you start out looking at working with corporate groups, but then decide that that's not really working for you and you want to go direct to the end client, or vice versa. And what you can do is that you can pivot as you learn more about what works and what doesn't, and also about who you like working with or not. That's part of this, right? You're creating a business that's perfect for you, so you don't have to stick with doing something just because that's what you first said that that's what you were going to do. You'll learn as you go, and you want to respond to that by pivoting and tweaking. A third thing that you might be having a lookout for to think, oh, maybe I need to pivot something, is your messaging. It could be that your messaging has really been focusing on, you know, one kind of main focus area or element, and it's just not landing. It's not cutting through. So you might decide to pivot your messaging to highlight something else, or to be looking at a slightly new way of delivering or working, or how you might just pivot your messaging a little bit to help it land better. And then one of the best ways to do that is to be using client language rather than your own language. And we can talk more about that in another episode. As an example, I looked just today at the profile of someone that's in my community, if you like, and I looked at their profile because she started a new business that's very different from what she used to do. And I was curious about, oh, what is she actually doing again? And I tried to look at her profile on social media to see what her business actually is. But it was actually kind of really unclear to me still. The language where it was meant to be describing what she was providing was quite generic. And so I'm still not clear about what she actually does. I sort of got to have a sense of who it might be for, but I'm not really clear about what fundamentally she does. So sometimes that's the pivot, is to kind of go, I'm just not being clear enough. How do I pivot and tweak to get that clearer? Fourth thing you can look for is perhaps the subject matter that you, maybe you've been focusing on something or honed in on something, but it's not working. I remember for me, one of my early kind of workshops that I was offering, I called it something to do with well-being, and it made total sense in my mind, but it confused people about the type of work that I was doing. So it could be for you that, you know, you've honed in on something, or you've started with something, but it's just not working. So, you know, maybe you benefit from pivoting to something slightly different. And that doesn't have to be 180 degree change from what you're focusing on from a subject matter. It could just be what I describe as an adjacent idea that might land better, even if what may end up happening is that you end up delivering the same sort of program or content, but it's the positioning around the subject matter that you're tweaking slightly. And the fifth one is that you can look at is your revenue model. And that sometimes you may start out with a certain idea about how your business is going to work, and you might find that it's not viable. And again, I can think of someone who is a friend of mine from a past career that started a business, and she was very excited about it. I remember catching up with her for coffee, and she was telling me all about all of the great things she was going to be providing, the content she was going to be creating, and who it was going to be for, and how it was going to help them. And she talked, and she was really animated and excited about it. And I was very excited for her. And then I asked her, I said, so what's the the sort of monetary business model behind that, which bit is who's paying for what. And she said, oh, yeah, I haven't really focused on that yet. I'm just focusing on, you know, creating a whole lot of content and I'll see what happens. And I remember being kind of concerned for her at that point, because even though that sometimes does happen, that you're not quite sure exactly what the market's going to want from you, that is going to take a lot longer road for you to figure out what's working and what's not working. And so maybe you have to pivot your revenue model to be looking at, well, who's paying what at what stage, and how is that adding up to create something that can scale to bring in enough money to not just cover the cost of the business, but to pay you really well. And so that pivoting is definitely something that, you know, is not just a one-time pivot either. You're probably going to have to look at that a number of times. So these are some examples of the many places that you might benefit from pivoting over time in your business. So I want to now just quickly share with you the best way for you to decide how you're going to pivot. And I'm going to give you three reference points that you can use. So when you think, okay, I think I have to pivot, and you go, okay, how am I going to do that? One is look at, revisit, or if you haven't actually really created it for yourself, create your long-term vision and look at that long-term vision through the lens of what sort of business do you really, really want to have in the future? Because you don't want to pivot and create a business that does not align to what you want. So you want to go, okay, what's my long-term vision? That's one reference point. You want to keep that top of mind. Second reference point is your current results. What's working and what's not in what you've been doing so far? Specifically, start to hone in on what's not working and start to craft some ideas of, well, what could you pivot away from the things that are not working? And even things like looking at what is working and going, well, how could you pivot the things that are not working to be closer or more aligned to what is working? So your current results is the second reference point. And the third reference point is about feedback from ideal clients. Now, when I talk about feedback from ideal clients, this probably also deserves its own episode. Your ideal clients may not have bought from you yet. So this is really pure market research. And the reason that this is important is because you putting pressure on yourself to just somehow magically know what the right thing is for you to do or to offer is actually really hard. But you can actually find out more by doing some very simple market research. That is, talk to your ideal clients to find out more about them, about their situation, about what they actually want and need, so you can create offers that align with what they actually want and value and will pay for. So that's your third reference point. And through those three reference points, you'll be able to see where can I pivot? What can I pivot to that still aligns me to the long-term vision that I've got for my business? There are two main takeaways that I want you to take from this episode. One is for you to know that pivoting is just all part of business growth, because nothing stays the same. It's that whole Buddhist principle of impermanence. So just don't beat yourself up if you're at a position where you think that you have to pivot. It's not that something's gone wrong or that you're stupid or can't do this. It's just all part of the process. And the second takeaway is you cannot pivot unless you take action to put your offers out there and to test them in the market. So if you have been doing what I know a lot of us do, because I did it myself, if you've been waiting for everything to be perfect before you make a start on putting your offers out there, take the pressure off yourself by just accepting that you are going to have to tweak and pivot anyway. Guaranteed. So just get started as soon as you can with what you know so far and be prepared to pivot as you learn more about what you like, about what your audience want, and what they will pay for. I hope that takes some pressure off you. So today's action question is, if you have started your side business and you've hit a roadblock, a setback, you've stalled in some way, or you're finding it really hard, how could you potentially pivot to respond to what the market is telling you? even if what the market is telling you is crickets because they're not responding at all, how could you potentially pivot? Or if you haven't actually put your offer out there in the world yet, how could you get a first draft offer out there as soon as possible so you can get the feedback that you need and be able to perhaps refine and perfect it based on real world feedback instead of just theories? In fact, I had a conversation just yesterday with a client who was talking about a potential pivot in terms of a different entry point into a corporate than what she had used before. And she realized and slash remembered that she had created this whole summary profile of what offer she could do for this sort of segment of the market. And she had put it on her website and nothing really happened. And so she'd been telling herself, oh, you know, that niche, that market is not right for me. But as we discussed it, she ended up saying, oh, actually, I never really actually put any effort into putting the offer out there. So I probably haven't actually tested it enough to know. And so that can happen too. You can feel like you've put all this work into creating something and then stuck it on a website or done one social post about it and didn't get sales. And so you've decided, oh, that's not it. I'm going to move on to the next thing. You've got to actually give something a bit of a crack, a bit of a run to be able to know if it is going to be viable or not, or if you need to pivot or tweak in some way. So your questions for you to reflect on around how could you potentially pivot in response to market feedback? How could you pivot so that you keep moving forward to creating your ideal future business that doesn't come out fully formed first time? So you're going to have to pivot, and you may as well get started before you feel ready, because then your pivots are going to get you closer and closer, faster and faster. Quick little recap for you. Tip number 5 is about embracing the power of the pivot and to use this as a way to kind of just get yourself moving faster instead of waiting for theoretical perfection or waiting for you to feel totally ready before you go to market. This concept can actually be incredibly liberating for you and help take a massive load of pressure off yourself. So that's really what we want you to get out of today. And I gave you 5 places to look to see if it might be time or an opportunity for you to pivot in your side business. I gave you 3 reference points to use to decide how you could potentially pivot. And I gave you 2 main takeaways. And hopefully you've identified 1 action point for you based on the action questions I shared. So I trust this has been helpful for you today to help you keep growing your side business this week. And that's what I'm really passionate about, is supporting as many women as possible to be creating a business that serves them, that supports them financially, emotionally, and gives you that sense of freedom that you are looking for. So that's it for this quick tip episode, but you can get more tips and support at our free Facebook community for women growing a service-based side business. It's called Side Business Australia, and I'll put a link in the show notes for you. I'll see you there.